Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Guys, I just had such a unique thought cross my mind, and we need to just start the podcast off by talking about it. Hi, I'm Callie. This is a new way I just started the podcast. I feel like I usually go, hello, welcome to the podcast. But today I have to get into it. Okay, here's my thought. I had this thought. If we're not grateful for what we already have, why would God keep giving us more? One, because he loves us. But two, oh my goodness, it's just such an interesting thought. Like, I was literally sitting here before this episode and I got this little email in my inbox from this podcast SEO company, and it was all about like how to get your podcast to rank higher and how to get more listens and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I feel like I don't know a whole lot about the SEO world for podcasting, and I clicked on it. And I just started falling into that like immediate comparison trap of being like, I feel like I need to like have more listeners and yada, yada, yada. Like, this show is all the way up there in ranks. Here's my show. Okay. Mm-hmm. I then just had that thought about gratitude. And I was like praying about the episode, because I pray before the episodes a lot of the times. And I was like, God, you know who's going to listen to this episode today. You already know. You know what they need. You have the right people picked out. And like, I'm thankful, and I'm sorry for not being grateful for what you have given me, Lord, for this platform, for this incredible community, Lord. I am sorry. So anyways, there we go. We're just starting the episode off very like mic drop, spicy, convicting, all the things. I was very convicted. And I wanted to just share that with you guys. If you were also just feeling a little bit comparison, discontentment in your life, this is your sign to be grateful and thank God for five things right now. Let's just think about five things we're grateful for. I am grateful for my dogs, my baby, grateful for my husband, grateful for where I live, and I'm grateful for the fact that I can literally breathe. That is a huge blessing. Anyways, not to say that we should not aim for higher goals and becoming our best self and all those amazing things, but we have to be grateful in the process. Gratitude is the best attitude. And also, it is just, there's two ways to look at life. You can either look at life through a lens of sadness, negativity, or you can look at life through a lens of positivity and gratitude. God works all things out for the good. Boom. Should we just end the podcast there? I feel like that was honestly a lot of heat in 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Okay. Whoa, reeling it back in. Reeling it in, you guys. If you're new to the podcast, hi, I'm Callie. I'm Callie Gwally, formerly Callie Jardine, and I am so pumped you're here. I love our fam. I love our Healthy But Human fam. Like, this is the best. Anyways, this podcast is a faith-based wellness podcast where we are talking about all the things mental health, physical health, spiritual health, because all of those three things are so important to just helping us feel amazing. I had another thought. Okay, wow, I feel like I have so many thoughts this morning. Did you guys ever notice that mental health, physical health, spiritual health, the number three, God speaks to us a lot in numbers, and it's interesting to me as I'm speaking that there's the Holy Trinity, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. I really think there is a correlation there. We have our mind, body, spirit, three. Anyways, I don't know what the correlation necessarily is, but I just had the thought and I was like, whoa, okay, whoa, I love when I pray for episodes. This is awesome. This is awesome. Okay, so anyways, this is the podcast, and we usually start things off with a self-check-in. Usually, I don't just dive right into some mic drop moments, but today I was like, we gotta just do it. The self-check-in is, I think of it like a little breather. It's a time to just breathe, to check in with how you're feeling, how you're doing, and then we'll get into a little life update. Also, I have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about today, so that's fun. I think these spontaneous episodes are sometimes the best episodes. I just want to let God speak through me. So just know, if you're listening, you are listening for a reason. I prayed for you. I prayed for you before the episode. You are special. Anyways... Anyways, you guys, we're all special. God loves us all so, so much. And let's just get right into our self-check-in. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much love, so much goodness into your beautiful body. And let's exhale out. Let go of tension in your mind, in your muscles. Let it go. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Get so real with yourself. Ask yourself the follow-up question. Why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened. Maybe nothing happened. Maybe you opened up the podcast SEO website and started comparing your amazing, amazing self to somebody else who's also amazing. Maybe that's why. Have myself. Anyways, okay, ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill, even if you have. Let's all grab some water. And I'm trying to unscrew this with my leg right now and one arm. Let's cheers. In 3, 2, 1, cheers. I feel like this newfound sense of silliness today and confidence. I would call it confidence, honestly. I have been listening to this podcast. Wait, I'm so sorry. We're in the middle of a self-check-in. Anyways, I have to finish my thought. I am listening to this one podcast and I'm so, so obsessed with this girl. She is so funny. Anyways, I'm like, wait, I love how she's so authentically herself and not like this professional person. That's how I am. I'm just like not this professional person. I don't really like to be professional, frankly. I like to just be myself. Everybody else is taken. And so I think I'm just being that version of myself today, and you're getting to experience it. Also, I'm so madly in love with God. I feel like my love for the Lord has just been so strong lately. I feel like I just feel so like obsessed with Jesus. And maybe you're listening and you're like, I didn't know this was faith-based. Anyways, I love God so much. He's the best, literally the best. And I love talking about him. So yeah, this podcast also didn't used to be faith-based. It used to be like just whatever you want to call it, self-improvement. And I discovered Jesus in 2022 again, fell in love with him. And I feel like I healed my relationship with him because I used to go to church. Anyways, a whole other story, but I grew up Christian, fell to my faith and refound God, refound my love for him. We're besties and I love talking about him and I love sharing all the things I've been learning from him and ways to grow closer to him, ways to connect to him, things at church, like some, I don't know, I never grew up in church really like learning a whole lot about the Holy Spirit. So I feel like I want to like tell you guys about it. I'm like, the Holy Spirit is so, so cool. And I feel like we have so many things, so many free gifts from God that like we can just use every day that are so amazing. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but two more questions. My next question is, what is one area of my life that I would love to work on today or this week? Maybe you want to get better with your physical health goals. Maybe you are like, I just want to be a little consistent fitness queen or Pilates queen or walking queen, you know? Or maybe you want to get closer to God. Whatever it is, just think about it. And now the final question, because we love goal setting with action steps, is why, or not why, what is one thing that I can do to start working on that area of my life this week? And I want you to write it down. You guys, I just had such a little productive girl moment before the podcast. I was like, I need to write down everything on my brain because I have so many thoughts, just so many. So I got my little planner, pro hack if you don't vibe with the whole digital planner lifestyle. I've tried it probably 10 times. I've tried the Notion world. I've tried the Monday world, Slack, whatever you want to call it. I just can't get on the train. Anyways, I finally, my best friend from college, shout out Olivia. I love you. I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but she gave me such a good planner and I'm obsessed and I don't know what it's called, but maybe I'll find the link for you guys and I'll add it to this episode. It's like so basic, but I like it because it has like a notes section next to the planning section. So I just dump down all of my thoughts for things I want to accomplish this week. And then I'm going to organize it. After the episode, I'm going to go back into my little office and organize everything based on the days and make my day and make my week for tasks I'm going to complete. Anyways, I'm an entrepreneur, if you didn't know that. And working for myself is so much fun. I love it so much. I will say, though, to be an entrepreneur, it's very important to be disciplined because you essentially set your entire life schedule. And you can't get complacent. I got complacent for several years and I was like, I had the realization, I think, when Belle was born. I was like, I don't want to be complacent anymore. I want to push myself. I want to challenge myself. So I've been really getting out of my comfort zone lately, which has been really beautiful. And I think, like, as I'm talking about rambling about things that are just coming to my mind, I really think this episode maybe could be about like either stepping into your full potential or navigating your 20s or something along the lines of that. I was actually, as I was looking at this podcast SEO website, I saw the keywords navigating your 20s. And I don't know why, but for some reason, like I used to make so many navigating your 20s kind of episodes with like just advice, things I'm learning as I'm navigating my 20s. I'm 25 years old. And for some reason in my mind, I'm like, I'm not in my 20s anymore, but I am in my 20s, which is so funny. I'm like halfway through my 20s. But I guess like maybe what it is now that I'm 25 feels like a different era of 20s, if that makes sense. Like when I was 21, I was so different than how I am now. Like I was in a totally different stage of my life. I was renting an apartment in Miami. I was like just in a new relationship. And no, I wasn't. I think I was 22. No, I was in a relationship at 21. And anyways, I just got my first dog. I had just got my first big girl post-grad college job. And yeah, I feel like I had a lot of different things happening in my life. I'm like zoning out as I'm talking. But anyways, now that I'm 25, they say your frontal lobe is done developing. So yes, I still feel like I'm 5 years old sometimes. And I think having a baby brings that out of me, which is so much fun. But I will say, I guess I'm older and I'm wiser. And so I have more life advice to give. I'm probably going to listen back to this episode when I'm like 35 and just be like, what, Callie? You have learned so much more since then. Anyways, I'm not going to put my current self down at all with my future self, my hypothetical future self. So let's just like talk about some things that I've been learning, things that have been helping me navigate my 20s and things that have been helping me really unlock my full potential. I feel like, you guys, the past week, I just feel like I've really all of a sudden I just feel amazing. Maybe it's because I'm out of my luteal phase, like, you know, the final week before your period when you literally just feel like sad and gloomy. I don't know. When I get my period, I feel like I just get like happy again. I'm like, okay, we're good. Even though sometimes the period, you know, you don't feel good. But I feel like mentally, I usually feel pretty good. Maybe that's what's happening. Anyways, I think one piece of advice that I'm really learning is genuinely just be yourself. It's so simple and it's so just obvious, but yet we just don't do it. Be ourself. Like, who are you genuinely? Like, what's your, like, I think God's been showing me a lot lately about identity and he's been really just helping me learn who I am in him. Like, who did God create you as?
This
This episode of Healthy Be Human is brought to you by Graza, my new favorite olive oil. It's fresh, never blended, and it comes from a single type of olive, the picul, straight out of high-end Spain, where over half the world's olive oil is produced. Graza is all about quality. It's extra virgin, single origin, and it comes in three super fresh, clean, and pure bottles with sizzle at 411 degrees Fahrenheit for your everyday cooking, frizzle for high heat action, and drizzle as your finishing touch. You're set for every culinary style. I would definitely consider myself the occasional cook, and one thing I truly appreciate about Graza is how their olive oil comes in super fun squeeze bottles that help control the flow and prevent messy spills when I'm topping my salad or my pan. And now, with Graza adding frizzle to the mix, you can swap out those boring neutral oils like canola or avocado for something that's not only cleaner, but also delicious. Frizzle boasts a whopping 490 degree Fahrenheit smoke point, making it perfect for searing meat in a cast iron pan or even stir frying veggies in a hot wok without losing its nutrients. If you're ready to elevate your cooking, take this as your sign to grab the trio, which includes sizzle, frizzle, and drizzle from Graza. So head to graza.co and use Cali to get 10% off of trio, which includes sizzle, frizzle, and drizzle, and get to cooking your next chef quality meal. That is graza.co and you spell Cali, C-A-L-L-I-E. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Cali at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Cali for 15% off today.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
A lot of the times the world defines us so deeply as what we do. And I think I've for a long time felt like my identity has been wrapped up in Pilates. Cause if you're listening, you might have found me from my Pilates workouts. I don't know. I have two Pilates studios and I love Pilates. I love teaching Pilates. I love fitness. But Pilates isn't the essence of Cali Guali. I love Pilates. I'm a Pilates instructor, but it's not who I am. I'm beyond that. And I think even when I was dating, I mean, you guys, I was such a relationship girly my whole life. I feel like I was always in a relationship. And I had this realization, I think it was maybe a year or two ago, that I was just molding into John. John is my husband, if you didn't know that. I was just molding into what he was doing. I wasn't even eating foods that I liked. I was just like, what's John eating? I'll just eat that. And you guys, I used to be this huge like health food nut. I loved making, I was kind of known as that girl, honestly, with my friends. I would make like desserts, like these really, I'd make healthy versions of desserts, and I loved doing that. And I feel like I just kind of lost that for a little bit because I was just like, what's John doing? And I became codependent on John and all those things. So anyways, my advice to you is, one, obviously we evolve. We do become who we hang out with. And I think it's important to really be mindful about who are you spending your time with. And listen, I just had this little Jesus thought. If you spend a lot of your time with Jesus, you're going to become more like Jesus, which is what ultimately, he is the picture perfect, like he's who we want to become like. He is literally the God of the universe and he's perfect. So if we're not spending time with Jesus, then how are we going to become more like Jesus? We are who we hang out with. And that is something I'm learning. So one is identity. It's important to know who you are. You can ask God to help really shape your heart in that area and help you really find out who you are. I think it's a journey that takes more than 1 minute of journaling to figure out, honestly. Anyways, I think two is your friends really make a huge difference in your life. And it is so crucial to hang out with people who inspire you, who speak life into you, who are encouraging. And I know that you probably are listening and already know these things because I do think that we talk about them a lot. And it is something that you've probably grown up hearing from people is surround yourself with a good inner circle of friends. Something that I've been really navigating lately is like, okay, who do I want in my inner circle of friends? And I'm going to be honest, you guys. I'm going to be so honest. I feel like my life, I have had good friends, like really close good friends. Then I just got judgy. I don't know. I just got judgy. And I really do think, as I've been reflecting on things in my life, that there, I'm going to get a little spiritual on you. There is a spiritual realm. I watched a Shark Talk. Oh my goodness, I love how I went from spiritual to sharks. Okay, listen up. I watched a shark documentary last night. I'm a little nature nerd, if you didn't know that. I love nature. I love animals. I love sharks. I saw a lot of sharks yesterday while I was surfing, which I know like you don't really want to see. But anyways, I was like, oh my goodness, like this is so cool. Anyways, my friend who I was surfing with was probably like, who is this girl? I was like, there's another shark over there. They were spinner sharks, you guys. And spinner sharks are really cool because they jump out of the water and do like a ton of spins in the air to catch their prey and then fall back down. They actually swallow their prey whole, which is so crazy. Okay, moving on. I got a little obsessed with sharks yesterday and I was like, I want to watch a shark documentary when I get home. So John and I watched a shark documentary called Shark Kano. It's really cool. It's all about like how sharks and volcanoes are correlated and how sharks gravitate to volcanoes. But anyways, point being, you guys, is sharks have a sixth. Okay, I'm so goofy right now. When I was little, I couldn't pronounce TH, so bear with me. I still have trouble sometimes saying sixth. Sixth. Can you say that? It's hard. Anyways, they have a sixth sense where basically they are drawn to magnetism or magnetic fields or something. That's why they are drawn to volcanoes, because volcanoes have a lot of iron, which apparently is has a lot of like magnetic energy or magnetic fields or something in it. Okay, point being is that blew my mind. I knew that already some animals have different senses than we do and can like basically sense different things, see different things. But to be like, okay, this is so clear, like there is more out there than what we truly do see. The spiritual realm is real, you guys. It's so undeniable. It's so real. I'm telling you, it's not scary, but we do fight a spiritual battle. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh my goodness. Wait. Might have to pause the podcast and talk about it again. But the point being is that we're talking about spiritual realm. Health. Yes, I just remembered it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, is that recently I became spiritually aware that there was a spirit of division at work in my friendships. And if you are like, what is that? What is a spirit of division? Basically, there are different types of spirits that are not of God. So, okay, we're actually going to have a little 101 chat about all of this really fast. And I just pray, if you're listening, that the Holy Spirit would just open your spiritual eyes and ears to understand what I'm talking about. Because I do know that it logically, it doesn't always make a lot of sense. But spiritually, I'm telling you, when the Lord reveals this to you, it really can click. So if you have ever heard of the fruits of the Spirit, these are things that we experience when we're walking by the Holy Spirit. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all really good spiritual things. They're all spirits. Fruits of the Spirit. They're not spirits. Sorry, I lied. They're fruits of the Spirit. But then we have the other side of things. We have the Holy Spirit, which lives in us, abides in us when we are Christians and we accept the Lord into our hearts, and he gives us this gift of the Holy Spirit, which is our helper, which helps us hear the Lord's voice really well, and all these things guide us in our life. Okay, so we have that side of things, but then we have the other side of things, which is actually a lot of darkness and oppression, and these are things that can try and oppress us. So things like one of them is the spirit of division. And the spirit of division, if you guys know anything about politics, I'm frankly not very political at all, but I can tell for a fact there is a mega spirit of division operating in politics, because you have both sides of, you have the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, then you have all these other parties as well. But the main thing is, if you look at this, it's so clear cut. No matter what side of parties you're on, if you're into that, all that stuff, there is division. There is this, you're on the other team, and I don't, like, when you're divided, I just think about the verse about, like, the house divided cannot stand or whatever. Like, it's so messy and, like, war, division. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But, alas, I spiritually was picking up on this spirit of division, and the division spirit was basically planting lies in my mind about people in my life and creating false scenarios about these people and me not trusting them and me thinking they were out to get me and they were like, didn't have good, whatever. Like, I don't have to go all into it. But point being, you guys, is that it's important. Like, the enemy wants to isolate us. He does. He wants us to be by ourselves, because when you're isolated, that's when we can feel really lonely if we're not pressing into the Lord. Even if we are. I mean, I have felt lonely last week. I felt lonely. And I realized I was pushing myself away from my friends. I was listening to this divisive spirit, and I was believing things that weren't true. I was judging people for things that I know I struggle with in my own life. Anyways, it's really important. Like, yes, it is so good to have friends who inspire you, who are amazing, but nobody is perfect. And I think it's important to ask God about our friends before we just say, I'm done with these people. Because, like, it's just, you know when a friend is good and you know when a friend is bad. That's all I'm going to really leave it at. You know when someone brings out the best in you and someone brings out the worst of you. And I will also say this, because I am totally rambling about friendship right now, is that I learned last week, if you walk by the Spirit, no matter who you're with, you're not going to conform to those people. That's something else that's so cool to realize. Like, Jesus hung out with sinners. He did not get conformed by those people, because he's one God, but he literally walks by the Spirit in everything. So my goal for all of us this week is to just walk by this Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to just fill you with more, flood you with more Spirit. Think, like, as you're hanging out with people, maybe they're around you cussing. Maybe they're around you talking about things that are just full of gossip and whatever. Maybe your coworkers are like that. I don't know. But just instead of conforming into what they're doing, just talk to God about it. Don't judge them. If you feel judgmental thoughts, give them to God. Be like, hey, this is for you. Like, I am not the judge of these people. But then ask God to just help you think about the things to say to them, the questions to ask them, to have a heart for those people. And to more so just keep abiding in God, walking as God walked on this earth. So that's my encouragement with you guys, with friendship. And that just leads me into a little testimony story. I am absolutely so wild. This is something God showed me last week. Genuinely, He is healing my heart with judgment, you guys. I didn't realize I was being so judgmental. And basically, there was this person in my life who was an amazing person, and I was judging this person for something. Anyways, I wake up on Thursday and I literally felt so sick. So sick. I threw up. I had the terrible headache all night long. And I was like, why do I feel so sick? Anyways, I'm praying about it. John's praying over me. Still nothing. I've seen so many cool healings in front of my own eyes. I've prayed for people and they've been healed. So I know that I knew that I could get healed, but I wasn't getting healed. And I was like, okay, maybe there's an open door. Maybe there's something causing this. Quick coffee break. Anyways, I'm just sitting on the couch, like total body chills. I was so unwell. And John was like, have you judged this person? Like out of nowhere. And I was like, you know when something hits you and you feel so convicted by it and you're like, that's the thing, that's it. I was like, yep, that is what is going on. So I just release the judgments to the Lord. I just say, I release the judgment of blank against blank to you, God. And I repented and I was like, I am sorry for judging this person. I am so sorry, Lord. I repent. Please just clean my heart out. Help me not judge these people. Anyways, it was so cool. Once I released the judgment from this person, I felt this, all of the chills, all of the sickness just lift off my body, and I felt totally fine. It was the absolute coolest thing. I was like, let's go. I felt amazing. You guys, I felt like I was getting, honestly, like the flu or something. It was crazy. And then I just felt it all go away. I felt totally fine. I did Pilates later that day. I was fine and I'm not sick at all. So that is a straight up testimony of the Lord's forgiveness, healing, and how sometimes when we judge people really harshly, it can actually open a door to sickness and to those things. So that was my little learning lesson last week. Shout out the Lord for that one. God is awesome. He disciplines those He loves. He disciplines His children, you guys, which is so cool. So we should not fear discipline, but rather, I think just constantly talking to God, communing with God. When there's something going on in your life, when you're struggling with something, don't be afraid to give it to Him. Don't be afraid. Like, that is something that I wish I knew when I was 21, 22, is I don't have to suffocate and hide all of these feelings, all of these things inside of me, pretending that they're just not actually happening. Like, I like to think of Jesus as like my therapist. He is, literally. It's like you just can go to Him with everything. You'd be like, Jesus, listen, I am really struggling right now with feeling afraid or whatever the thing is. And He loves you and He wants to be there for you, which I think is so wild and so cool. So anyways, that was really just something I learned last week. And I really hope that just like resonated a little bit with somebody. I don't know why I shared that, but I'm sure it was for someone listening. Anyways, I think something else I've been really learning lately is just like, this is just a continual thing I have talked about since having the podcast, is really just balance. Oh my goodness, balance, you guys. I've been learning how to balance everything lately. I think now that I have a lot more responsibilities, I have a baby, I don't even know how many businesses. I have a lot of businesses, relationship, taking care of myself, we have a house, all these things. Like, it is very easy to, I just had one thought I have to just talk about, skipping a little bit ahead. It's easy to let things control you. Let your responsibilities control you. Let a text message control you. Let an email control you. Feel like you have to respond immediately. But take the power back. We have free will. And you can choose what you're going to do, how you're going to respond, when you're going to respond, if you're going to respond. I think that is something that is really, really empowering, that I wish I knew sooner. I also recently learned this lesson. Like, we don't have to live our lives as victims. We don't have to live in this victim mindset of everything's happening to me, I have to respond or else. brother, I'm choosing to respond to this text message. I'm choosing to respond to this email. I'm choosing to clean my house right now. I'm not a victim. That is something God's been showing me lately also, is getting out of that victim mindset. It is so oppressing, you guys. You don't have to live in it. Living in a life of freedom is just, it's so amazing. But talking about balance in that is like we don't have to live restricted by things. Maybe you want to work out however many times a week. But like if for some reason like you choose, because everything's a choice, to go hang out with a friend super late at night and watch a movie, and then you wake up the next morning and you're just like exhausted and you know your body needs to get some rest rather than go to your super early workout class, like you know that's going to serve you. There's no reason to feel guilty for not being perfect. So I think that's also like in our 20s, in our entire life, is just giving yourself grace constantly. Like, yes, like discipline is amazing. It's amazing to be consistent, to show up for yourself, to build that trust. But you also, if you hold yourself to an expectation of perfectionism, one, that's not how God, he doesn't hold you to that expectation, because you're covered by Jesus. And like Jesus came literally because like he died for us and saved us from our sins because we're just not perfect. And anyways, I think it's important to realize like holding yourself to that level and that standard isn't fair to you, and it's not healthy and it's stressful. I've held myself to that standard a lot and it has not been good or serving. And honestly, I feel like the stress it causes can probably just cause more health problems. And anyways, it just all doesn't make any sense. Like when you want to work out consistently and you skip a day and then you feel bad about it and you're mean to yourself, that causes stress on your body, which honestly I feel like just you know what I'm saying, like it just all is a little cycle that just isn't healthy. When end of the day, if we just meet ourselves with where we are with love and we do things to take care of our bodies and our minds like a temple, and we make a space in our body that is like it's a good, happy, clean home for our spirit, then like we're winning. We're doing a great job. So anyways, I also want to just leave you with this. I want to leave you with this encouragement that you are here for a purpose. I know the era of 20s can feel really confusing sometimes. I've been a lot of different versions of myself within 5 years. I mean, I'm 25. That's 5 years of being in my 20s. It's okay to change. It's okay to have new friends. It's okay to not be interested in things that you were interested in 5 years ago. It's okay to just be different and just try new things. I think that like this is a season of figuring it out. I think our life, we're always figuring it out, honestly. But I do encourage you in this season to just really lean into the Lord for strength, for guidance, for wisdom. God gives the best ideas. He gives the best business ideas, the best personal development ideas. Books are amazing. They are. But the Lord's voice, you guys, it cuts through everything. He speaks to you in a way that you need to hear. He knows what you need. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on in your heart, and he wants to free you. He wants to heal you. So long story short, if you want to become the actual best version of yourself this year, you want to just level up in all areas of your life, start by just getting close to God and give him all the stuff, all the junk, everything. Give it to him. Invite him in and be like, Lord, I am tired of striving. I just want you. I want you to just free me, Lord. You guys, I wish I knew that when I was 20. Praise the Lord, I know it now. Because this is the best life ever. It's so freeing. He doesn't expect me to be perfect all the time. He wants to be, we're friends. We're like, we have a relationship. And I love God so much. But anyways, I feel like that was a whole ramble about how much I love the Lord. But I really hope that this episode helps. You have a purpose. You have a purpose for being here. You are amazing. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. Never doubt your worth. Never doubt your purpose. We're doing a great job, you guys. None of us are perfect, but we are doing the best we can. Healthy but human. Healthy but human at the core. Right there. Anyways, I hope you love this podcast. If you do, send it to a friend. Tag us on Instagram or TikTok. I have a TikTok. I think I have like 40 followers on it. So go follow the TikTok. I've been really consistent with it and I'm very excited about that. That's my goal. And if it reaches one person and it changes their day in a good way, I'm doing a great job. So that's one mindset hack also, is you don't have to reach millions to make a difference. You can make a difference by just smiling at a stranger. Okay, that is all my life advice for today, but I love you guys. I hope you have the best day. Stay healthy, be human, and I'll see you next time. All right, bye guys.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.